The Hidden Node for Friday, August the 1st, the second episode of the Dog Days of Podcasting, 2014 edition. So today I'm kind of officially starting out the My Life in Virtuality theme. And since I'm working chronologically, I'm going to start with the foundation. So, in the early to mid-1980s, my dad ran a computer shop in Chalmette, Louisiana. Now, to put this into context for you, Chalmette, St. Bernard Parish, is industrial-focused. A little bit of agriculture, a lot of natural gas refineries, things like that. It's the parish that's home to Tabasco, to the sites of the final battles of the War of 1812. It is by no means or sense a highly technical community. Especially not then. So to say that my dad's computer shop was unsuccessful? Kind of an understatement. So with that in mind, we had the benefit of having a lot of computer hardware around the house when I was really young. Now, to be fair, of me and my brothers, I probably am the least handiest when it comes to actual physical hardware for machines. Just never really had the bug. Compared to my two older brothers, who both work in networking, setting up and maintaining network sites for various big corporate and government organizations, and my younger brother, who does pretty much is a major player in his company's IT world. So I'm kind of the oddball in that regard. They kind of spent more time with the computer side of things. I spent more time with the gaming side of things. Because if there was a cartridge that could work for the 2600, we probably had it. I look at some of the collections people have nowadays, and I'm remembering that at one point in my household, we had such a collection, at least of Atari, and similar systems of that time. I remember playing Adventure, Pitfall, all the classics. I remember just how bad the ET game was. I remember how bad the Ghostbusters game was, too. They were all a lot of bad. But they were also a lot of fun. They were my foundation when it came to enjoying interactive medium. Enjoying stories where, well, at least then you had to kind of make it up yourself anyway. But enjoying stories where you control the protagonist, you are the protagonist. And it laid a lot of the foundation between me and my brothers. I remember the most common game we played was a verse game, and I want to remember, I think it was called Tank? Not remembering it very clearly. I do remember that it was a game, though, that we played pretty much all the time. And it was the cause of many, many fights, many, many arguments, and, fun, connection, family. We would play the Atari and pretty much, it never really stopped. I mean, I remember we still had that machine still working by the time Super Nintendo came out. Heck, I think it was still on the shelf by the time we had a 64 downstairs. That machine lasts a long time. I don't know whether we just took good care of it or if my dad took care of it behind our backs. But I remember that lasting through several damaged Nintendos, damaged Super Nintendos. So, I don't know. Just kind of thinking about that stuff and remembering those older games and seeing the foundations of where gaming has gone since then. Now, outside of Atari, we never really participated much in the other side of the foundation of gaming at the time, arcades for the most part. By the time we started really trying out arcades, it had to be the late 80s, really early 90s at best. We were never the type to go up to malls. Again, we were in Chalmette. You know, Chalmette was and is not exactly the hub of social activity. Closest mall was out in Metairie, and that's pretty much the other side of New Orleans at that point. So, pretty much within our little world, you know, I don't think I knew any other friends growing up who had the Atari. And maybe some did, but it was never something that I connected to people with at school. Now, Nintendo, and I'll talk more about that tomorrow, but Nintendo was, you know, a connection point. Nintendo was a place where, you know, we all had something. But when it came to the, you know, well, hello, Xavier, my cat decided he wants to join me. Atari was never one of the places I connected with anybody outside of my immediate family. You know, to this day, the people I nostalgia, you know, conversations with most about those machines would be my brother and my dad. I think one of these days, and probably not part of this series, I think I owe it to myself to sit down with my dad and a recorder and really get the story from him about the store, where it came from, how did he do things. I mean, I do remember some stories he said. For one thing, he didn't carry Apple, because they wanted to be the exclusive thing he sold, and he was making enough money from other machines that he said no. Don't know if that was part of the reason he went down, but I do remember that was one of the big things in his... I'll have to talk to him about it, have to get that story, because I'm starting to wonder about it. I'm working on my foundation and thinking of the different things that make up my past. Well, my dad's life experiences in the computer world definitely covered that. There are a few other things I do want to cover when talking about my foundation in terms of connectivity here when it comes to computers, because it'll be a little bit before we get back to personal computers. But I do remember one of the big things, and I gotta say, I do remember. That's becoming cliche now. One of the things in that past that is part of a foundation in terms of my connection to people online is that my dad used to run a BBS outside of New Orleans. Dark Side of the Moon was the name of his BBS. It was a bulletin board, you know, messaging systems, kind of rudimentary email he offered to people. And I also remember he also had Trade Wars. And... oh man, some of the stuff we played in those early games. Sorry, getting nostalgic and not talking about it doesn't really help this podcast, does it? So, just in case you do happen to know about that BBS, it was Dark Side of the Moon, out of New Orleans. The sysop was named Eclipse. And it took me a long, long time before I realized that was both of those were Pink Floyd references. Took me far longer than it should have. I think I was 12, 13 by the time I made that connection. So, that'll always be my dad's handle online, though, as far as I'm concerned. Eclipse. I always get kind of weirded out when I see anybody else use that handle, because I'm like, you're not my father. I don't think. Awkward. Anyway, so that is the early days. Like I said earlier, we will be talking about Nintendo primarily tomorrow. And, well, the wonders of the multi-tap, why I hate my brother David, and the game Gauntlet. And that'll be that. So, talk to you on the second. Bye-bye.